Morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, the 28th of September, and our market down 68 today. The futures were down 42, so doing worse than expected. The iron ore price was up 7% overnight, but BHP, Rio and Fortescue all down. FMG down 4.8%. BHP 1.8%, Rio 2.3%. So the iron ore stocks, which had a good bounce last week, the iron ore price bottomed and jumped 22% last week and up 7% overnight, but not following through today. Two sectors doing well today are banks as bond yields rise. Since the FOMC meeting last week, the US 10-year bond yield has jumped from under 1.3% to over 1.5%. May not sound like much, but clearly one of the themes in the market at the moment is bond yields going up after that FOMC meeting. That also takes the froth off tech stocks. Tech stocks like low interest rates because it flatters their fanciful valuations, and we've got the all-tech index down 1.8% today compared to a market down 1%, so underperforming today. There was a bit of a theme in the overnight news wires about a power problem in China, not so much an outage, more to do with a shortage of coal, and we've seen the coal price flying. Whitehaven Coal, which used to be the dog of the market, is just about hit an all-time high. Gas prices in Europe are flying up. And in China, a lot of the factories are being rationed with power. Apple and Tesla production plants in China are on a run slow, thanks to that. Meanwhile, the energy sector is going nuts. And there's a buy recommendation from one broker in Santos this morning. Beach Petroleum has got a investor day today. They're up 7%, but the whole sector going up at the moment. They are also classically one of the sectors to buy for a reopening trade, reopening of international borders and travel. And I'll come to that in a minute. But yes, power shortages, particularly in China. The tin price, for instance, fell 4.6%. Tin is used in solder, and there is a lack of demand because of shuttered factories in China. Anyway, a thousand influences. I think the main one is probably interest rates going up, which is dulling the whole market, particularly technology. Banks like higher interest rates in the short term because it pushes their margins higher, so banks holding up quite well today. But generally, metal prices down, resources on the nose, tech on the nose. Right, moving on. Chinese stock market will be closed from Friday for a week, reopens Thursday next week, October the 7th, and the iron ore price is up because of stockpiling ahead of the week-long holiday. Few little headlines. Apple, longest wait for an iPhone 13 in history. Longest wait for an iPhone in history. These factory outages in China not helping. Powell looks to be appointed for a second four-year term. Josh Frydenberg talking about putting pressure on banks offering high debt home loans as property prices surge again and the level of household debt builds up. Evergrande, which was up 8% yesterday in Hong Kong, up another 4.7% today. So that situation seems to be relaxing. No real headlines on it. I think the feeling is that if Evergrande does fail to make some debt repayments, the damage will be contained by either Chinese authorities or contained by the financial system. Anyway, we seem to have moved away from worrying about a systemic financial market collapse on the back of Evergrande, although the story changes every day. I've got a chart of the nickel price still going up, but it's moved from the top to the bottom of the trading range recently on the back of these Chinese restrictions on steel manufacturers. Two-thirds of nickel production currently goes into stainless steel production. Of course, the big story with nickel is the long-term demand from electric vehicles in particular. But have a look at the chart. Still in uptrend, but bottom of the trading range. Don't want it to break down from there. Two sectors for a reopening trade. Travel and energy. I've mentioned energy. As I say, there are a couple of buy recommendations around in the energy sector at the moment. The sector is flying along. You've got stocks like Woodside up 11% in a week, Santos up 10%, Oil Search 10%, Beach Energy up 18% and up 6.9% today on their investor day, Karoon up 12%. So the sector is beginning to fly along. It's only really happened in the last week or two. And I've got a chart of the Australian energy sector compared to the US energy sector and how we were in a perfect correlation up until the beginning of this year, and we've underperformed significantly, and how we are now beginning to recover. Might well be some legs left in that sector. And the other sector is travel stocks. Over the last week, you've seen Flight Centre up 18%, Corporate Travel 17%, Webjet 11.4%, Hello World 25%. I wrote about this in the weekend email. It is the obvious reopening trade. We had the Foreign Minister last week saying that international borders would be open by Christmas. The US has opened their borders to China and Europe. These sectors are still trading materially below where they were pre-pandemic. And if I was running this aggressive portfolio, which I'm not doing yet, in the newsletter, I would be loading up at the moment on travel stocks and probably some iron ore stocks at the smaller end. I have put a few notes in the newsletter recently about how we are going to disassociate our newsletter portfolios from the Marcus Today SMAs. And that is really driven from the newsletter side. I feel that the newsletter is shorter term. As our funds have got bigger, we have had to genuinely be investors. Running money is far more professional, process-driven, systematic. And the newsletter, I think, would be better served by being free of the investment philosophy that applies to the SMAs and allowed to do what it wants. So it's really driven by the newsletter wanting to be more aggressive, which is not what we want for the SMAs, for the real money. So we are going to move along those lines over the next couple of months or so. And I look forward to that in the newsletter. And I think you can expect a shorter term, more aggressive portfolio when we get that going. Another sector of interest today was, you'll see in the Marcus Today section, areas of the economy that have seen increased spending in lockdowns. Alcoholic beverages up 57%, pets up 65%, consumer electronics up 147%, food delivery up 203%. This is spending during the current lockdown versus pre-pandemic. So alcoholic beverages, pets, consumer electronics, food delivery. But the big one, I hate to tell you, the big one is spending on gambling is up 328%. Can you believe that? Anyway, I have listed the gambling stocks in the newsletter today. Obviously, casinos will have struggled. And these, of course, represent another reopening trade. And the obvious listed stocks benefiting from online gambling, and which therefore should have reasonable or their results underwritten this year. Companies like BetMakers, PointsBet, Jumbo Interactive, to name a few. As I mentioned in the weekend email, I was trying to persuade Chris to add AGL to his trading ideas last week, but he refused. There is rumours of a AGL $500 million capital raising, and the share price has sort of hit the wall today, down 4.4%. So well done, Chris. A couple of little ideas. A2 Milk, Synlait Milk, SM1 is the code, which is the manufacturer for A2 Milk, put out guidance about volumes being up 30 to 40% in infant formula next year. That has to reflect on A2 Milk. There was a buy signal on the weekly chart a month or so ago on A2 Milk. Citigroup's upgraded them to a buy today. They've got a target price, which is 20% above the current share price. Chart seems to have bottomed. Citi expect improved trading over the next 9 months. Might be worth a look. I've got a chart of A2 Milk relative to the ASX 200 over the last 5 years. It has been a disaster in the last couple of years. Just looks like it might be bottoming. Another idea, short term, more for traders, is IAG Insurance. This stock is still 40% down from the pre-pandemic high. It's a horrible sector. For years, it has underperformed. Macquarie have upgraded IAG to an outperform today. They think the recent share price fall on the back of the Victorian earthquake's been overdone. They're adequately provisioned. They have a target price 19% above the current share price. You can see on the chart it's dropped from the top to the bottom of the trading range. At the same time, it's gone from overbought to oversold. Just had a little buy signal. Numbers aren't sexy, it has to be said, but might be worth a trade. There's sort of 10 to 15% in it if it moves from bottom to top of trading range, and Macquarie just called the bottom. And another one here, which I thought quite interesting, although the market is well aware of it, but this is a stock that's still down from about $3.60 to $3 since the pre-pandemic high. So it's 20% off still from the pre-pandemic high. It's begun to move. It's a bit of a boring stock, but Incitec Pivot, two brokers have got buy recommendations out this morning after the ammonia price, the Tampa ammonia contract price has been announced. It's up 161% year to date. Sharp increase in ammonia prices is the theme. That comes on the back of high gas prices, which have caused a reduction in production in ammonia, particularly in Europe. Morgan Stanley say the ammonia price is 30% above their forecast, which implies a 50% upgrade to Incitec Pivot earnings next year. And the earnings are underpinned by high fertilizer prices and a lower Australian dollar. They've got a target price 25% above the current share price. UBS has got a target price 11% above the current share price. They expect 30% EBIT growth next year and free cash flow of $400 million. The big drivers for Incitec Pivot seem to be going in the right direction. Farmers can expect their fertiliser prices to go up. That is a clear message. There are six brokers I can see covering Incitec Pivot. All of them have got target prices above the current share price. The recommendations are buy, overweight, outperform, add, buy, buy. The average target price is 5.8% above the current share price. A momentum bet at the moment. You'll also see in the Markets Today section, Macquarie saying buy on Collins Foods, Collins Food, which is Taco Bell and KFC. They up their target price by 12%, and the share price up 3.8% today. And finally, retail sales numbers just came out, down 1.7% month on month. Expectations were 1.8%, pretty much in line with expectations. Right, that's about it. No need for any great strategy calls at the moment. The Evergrande situation seems to be in hand for now. Market's still in a big uptrend, although it's clearly run into a little bit of a brick wall in the short term. Volatility spiked last week and then fell away again. No great concerns there. No reason to get too fearful. Right, as I leave you, Dow futures up 22.5. Not much going on there. Our market down 70. You have a fabulous day, and I will speak to you tomorrow.